Blog Talk Radio.
If it be your will, Lord, remove this bitter cup. It's all up to you, Lord. Your will be done, not mine. Although difficult, this cross I bear,
yeah.
Chemo and everything. She never got sick. She never She never lost her hair, none of this stuff. And all she did was played, she talked about Lord is my shepherd. She kept repeating that Psalms. I can't even think, my mind gone this morning, but it's the Lord's Prayer. The whole journey, her whole journey. So she just said, my God, my God. And so she just, and she's testified in church, I guess it was Sunday, and she wanted me to see it. And it was like, when you can play that song, then it's just, I thought about the video. And I have to.
Uh-huh. Hello? Brother Nunn? Brother Nunn, in the name of Jesus, I think he might come back. Brother Nunn will be driving down the highway. Yeah, he'll be driving down the highway. He might be in a bad spot today. He lost a little contact right there. He might pop in any time. But you open any time you want to come in and finish that. And finish what, you know, what was on your heart. You know, that's what the ministry is about, you know. The ministry is about that. He was saying the same thing, like even last week. Yeah, he fell off. He probably called right back. The ministry is about how we have to keep it, and when we keep it, you know, like I hear a lot of people say, they, you know, when you come on like this here, you know, some people say I can't speak before people and I can't do this before people and all this. Boy, when God puts something in your heart, you know, and he really put it in your heart, it's hard to hold your peace. Now, sometimes we just have to be humble and sit there with that. But sometimes along, we get up and say, not my will, but thy will. You know, we move out the way and we move fear out the way. And we start thanking God for what he have done. And I thank God for the short time he had to stated something like he was on something. I believe he'll be back. But I want to tell you today, Jesus, three young men with him, and then when he took them with him, he told them to stay right there and pray and watch. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Told them to pray and watch. And I'm gonna be saying some things here until God said something different. Then I'm telling you, boy, you can't count on nobody. You can count on God. You can count on God. And when you count on God, he's on time. Trust me, Brother Nugget.
Yeah, I'm in a little bad area. I don't know what last, but it was just, she said she just prayed and she kept repeating that the whole journey. She said God was awesome. Said she couldn't have did it without him. And like I said, me and her are the same age. We went to school together. She left here when she was like 17.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, for 2 years, I hadn't really just talked to her. And out the blue, she called me the other day. And she texted me last night and said, I'm going to send you a video. I want you to watch it. And she was in church testifying how good God was, how he spared her life and he spared her all the things she could have went through and, you know, all the heartache. But I was just saying that to say God is awesome. God, I mean, we don't know what he got for one another. We don't really know what he got for us, but we just got to stay prayed up and try to keep ourselves going that way. I get tested day in and day out with me trying to stay straight. I get people coming to me. And then I don't know my purpose, but I'm here for him. He lets me use it. I mean, there's a lot of people just come confide in me. I also want to pray for my ex-sister-in-law son. He had a bad wreck Saturday night and injured himself and some more people, and they'll. No fatalities, but he's broke up pretty bad, and I think the other people was hurt pretty bad. But just pray for the baby family, and that's
the
all
baby.
I have this morning. Good one. Baby, B-E-A-T-Y. He's
baby.
Like 25 years old. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you
Jatarance.
Mm-hmm. When you say we don't know why and how God sent somebody to us, right? But we do know one thing about this here. When God allow people to come in your area, your space, in your life, that's how we look at it, right? And it's like it's been interrupted, but God put him in there for a reason. So he knows that it was a time for you. You'd be surprised with how God can use you in such a time like we have right now. Because there are some people are looking and asking about how they can get strength or what they can do. You know how a lot of folks hear about change, and they want to get around somebody to change, you know, not just someone change when the circumstances come. I'm talking about change in their life or trying to do right. You know, it ain't, and I'm going to use this, and I hope people don't use it as a crutch. It don't mean you perfect, though, because none of us are perfect before the Lord. The Bible presented, and I really still believe, he said all have fell short of the glory of God. And I don't care how good a person think he is. Trust me, when you sitting there and you looking at it, you know that God is in the midst because he comes in and he moves some things and he shows you some things. So I love that. I love how he does that. So when Jesus was praying, you know, I just want to look at something this morning, you know, and I, to go along with that, how, man, you know, man, you try your best to count on things, man, but boy, I tell you what, man, I let you down, boy. But God, I've learned in my life, God would not let you down. God would be there when no one else is there. I mean, we know we've made a decision, you know. I guess you might have said however you want to put it, but I'm telling you, but God can change that decision. It's only God can move things, you know what I'm talking about. But I want you to know that even Jesus asked God to help him when it got really, really tough. And I want to look at something, just because the songwriter put that song in my mind and in my heart. I want to look at that Mark for a minute. And I know that sister and brother had an accident somewhere down the line. She heard her testimony somewhere down the line. If he ain't said it, he has a testimony too, that God spared his life. But also, you and I, that God gave us another chance on this side of Jordan that we can call on his name. You know, some of us might trying to get closer to him. We're trying to do a little better, you know. We're trying to say the right things, you know, and do the right things. But somewhere down the line, it don't skip us from adversities and trials and tribulation. You know, I had something in my heart. We had read the other day, and I was in Sunday school, and it was a scripture stayed out to me before I go that prayer of Jesus. It really stuck with me, and I must read it because it's two scriptures, but it stuck out in me. Might be three, but I want to look at Samuel 2, First Samuel 8. Or six, but I want to kind of get to that garden too, if it be God's will. You got anything, Reb? Or you still got noise before we get in there?
Praise the Lord! I think I took care of the noise a bit better. Can you hear me?
Good, Doc. Yeah.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let me say good morning. Just want to thank God for being able to assemble here at Canada's privilege, even a blessing that we can come together. And, man, I just want to say how God bless you. That song spoke to me as well, not my will this time. but I believe that should be on a lot of Christians' heart, not not our will, but what God's will is for us. And just, I just want to thank God for the song and thank God in advance for this lesson, how he's going to speak with us, how he's going to encourage our hearts. And, you know, we say that a lot, but you, encouragement is so necessary. Brotherly love is so necessary. You know, it's so much evil in the world now. It's good that the love of God is continuing in and through his saints, you know, through the children of God that just want to love one another, that just want to hope for the success of one another. And I'm talking about the success spiritually. Spiritually, we need to cover each other with prayer. Spiritually, we need to encourage one another to hold on. Hold on to the unchanging hand of God. And, you know, though we try our best to be there for one another, but sometimes God has another plan, but in that trying, still try your best to do the best you can for God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that already blessed us in even the song today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you woke us, Lord, and you gave us an understanding that with nothing on yesterday was so great to allow us to be here, Lord. But we thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for how you let us see it, Lord. Some might take it for granted, Lord, when they woke up, Lord, but we don't take it for granted, Lord. We know it was you, Lord, who gave us the opportunity to be in thy presence, Lord. So we come in a humble manner, asking you to forgive us for any sin, Lord, known and unknown sin, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we always try to lift you up, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we always keep you forward, Lord. Lord, we ask right now for a special prayer, Lord, even a praise report, Lord, on the two prayer requests, Lord. One was a classmate, a brother Nutty, Lord. She told him to look at it, Lord, and he seen it, and it touched his heart, even when he heard the song, Lord, that how the words of the song had made him feel he, not this emotional, this move of just waving his hand, but, Lord, he felt some love, Lord, and it went deep down, and he wanted prayer for her, Lord. She testified that by how she went through and she going through the counsel, Lord. But we know, Father God, that, Father God, that you are our healer, Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, you even made way for a woman riding on a motorcycle, Lord, and you protected them, Lord, and allowed them to be here again, Father God. Truly, Lord, we know, Father God, that you are the one who can block anything that man had set upon himself. Sometimes we get on things, Lord, and we thank you, we have it, Lord. But you let us know it's you, Father God, that made it safe for the young man so he would be still here today, Lord. Thank you for blessing Reverend Henry, his grandson, Lord. Thank you for blessing them for the praise report that was on yesterday. We heard that we prayed for him.
Yes,
Lord. But we know, Father thank God, you. That when you come in, Lord, everything going to be all right, Lord. Lord, we move into anything that adversaries try to come our way, Lord. The devil tries to come in all the time, Lord, try to seek and devour, Lord. But, Father God, you can turn a no to yes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can turn a no to yes and a yes to no. So we thank you, Father God, for thy ever-present, Lord, because you've been so good to the church, Lord. You've been better than us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. You're a healer. You're a deliverer. And you're set free, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the prayer request. Thank you, Father God, for hearing the prayer request. Lord, we thank you for the ones that maybe didn't want to hit the one button, Lord, even on yesterday or today, Lord. But, Lord, they wanted to make the prayer, Lord. But there's a sick and a shut in, Lord. Lord, we ask you to cover that prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your spirit cover them, Lord, with strength, Lord. Let them be with love, dear Lord. Let them know, Father God, that you a doctor have never lost a patient, Lord. Whether it's on this side or on the other side, Lord. Whatever how you do it, Lord, give strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help the parents, Lord. Help the children, Lord, to hear you more and more of you, Lord, when we go through these trials and tribulations. Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to hear this word. that we're about to present now. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to strengthen us as we go through the word. Lord, help us, Lord, that we see something in the word to help us along in this day, Lord. Lord, we love you, Father God, because we believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord. We believe, Lord, that you already have blessed, so we want to thank you in advance, Lord, for the blessing of the word, where we are teaching, preaching, or receiving of thy word. Lord, we just ask you to come in the room, Lord. Help us, Lord. Search from heart, Lord. Maybe it might be conviction, but let them hear your mercy, Lord, that they change and want to do better, Lord, that they want to just seek you a little better, Lord. Move in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My heart went somewhere. I wanted to kind of move this thing along because I really, truthfully, I don't have that much time. I'm trying to push as much as I can. Watch this here. 1 Samuel 8. These two or three verses I want to look at, and it stuck out to me because we were reading it last Sunday, and I was reading it. I hope it blessed you like it blessed me. He said, but the things displeased Samuel, when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken, what is it? Unto thy voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. But they have rejected me that I should not reign over them. You look what them would do this here. According to all the works that we say, which thou hast done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, where would they have forsaken me and served other gods? So do they also unto thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I read that the other day. You know, it helped me a long time ago. When you're preaching and teaching God's word and you're leading God's people, my brothers and sisters, sometimes you're going to have some, they're not going to even follow you. They're not going to listen to you. I have had some people got so bold and say, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to do this to you. But I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters, if you're ministering and helping somebody and you see, you feel a rejection, my brothers and sisters, God would, especially if they're children of God, God will remind them what he done for them. So he'll let you know that when you tell them and they reject it, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, let them talk. That's what he said. Let them say what they're going to say, serving all them other gods. He said, this is what he said. See, Samuel. If you know Samuel. Samuel was, his mother was named Hannah. And Hannah was the one couldn't have a child by her husband. But then her husband went out and had a child by the handmaid. And the handmaid had a child. And one day they had a party. And she was up there telling her, Hannah, that you can't have no child. And she was just, if we call her, they talking about a high side. And Hannah took off running and went to the altar and was praying. No words coming out. Eli seen her at the altar praying. No words coming out. But look what happened here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What happened there is she ceased to ask the Lord. She said, Lord, she asked him, I want a child. I want a man child. She said, if you bless me with a man child, I'll give him back to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. She said, I will give him back to you. And he did. Oh, he opened her womb up, and she had a son by her husband. And when she had this son, she weaned that son. So before she gave him to Eli, the priest, before she gave it to him, she weaned. She got him ready that when he can take him, he can almost take her himself. And then look here, and he reared them up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the church. And one day, God gave him, he made a request to him. Oh, help me, in 1 Kings, you can see that over there. He asked old Samuel, and asked Samuel, what did he want, Reverend? He asked him, what did he want? He looked at that, and he said, he looked around, God, you've been so merciful. You didn't give me livestock. You gave me houses. I got concubines. I got wives. But he said, give me, he said he wanted some wisdom to show how to judge right and wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. And one day after that happened, you know what happened right there? Right there, he went right into a moment. He had to use that wisdom one day. And when God had gave him, God said, I could have gave you everything, double for everything. And God truly did that, even though he didn't even ask for. And he granted what he asked for, something to lead his people. When you're doing this ministry or you're doing something to help somebody, God, give me something to say. Allow me to be able to speak to your people, to guide them to understand it's not about getting all, help me, Holy Spirit, houses, riches, tangible, we call materialistic things. It's about seeking him first. Seek the kingdom of God first. And everything else will be added. But he didn't stay there. God took him one day, two women. One had a child. Another one had a child. One went to sleep on him and rolled over and killed the baby. And the other one took the other baby from the woman. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm still in the book.
Mm-hmm.
look what happened. So they went before the king, this same king. Went before Samuel. Mm-hmm. When he went before him, what did he do? He had to make a right and wrong decision. He had to see who was the real mother. So what he did, he asked the question, and both of them, they stood up there, it's mine. So he said, he asked one of his servants, he said, give me a sword. So he took the sword out. He said, I'm going to cut the baby in half. You know what the real
mm-hmm.
mother did? The real mother said, no, yeah. Let her have it. Let her have it. But the other mother said, no, spit him, and that's kill him. So his wisdom, his understanding, know that a real mother will allow that woman to have her child to see him get killed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is kind of wisdom.
Yes.
Now it ain't got to a point he been judging. And early, if you look at the scripture, early his son was with some real bad jokers. They were judging at this time, and they were misusing the people. And the people came to Samuel because he was getting old and said, we want us a king. Help me, Holy Spirit. We want us a king. He said, give us a king. And God looked at that. And he looked at Samuel. Instead of Samuel going on with them and telling them they were foolish, he went to the Lord in prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he went to the Lord in prayer. I don't know. I'm just my little mind thinking about it. When he went to him in prayer. I'm still in chapter 8, y'all. When he went to him in prayer, look what he did. It displeased him. But what he did, God searched his heart, and God knew Samuel felt like he was rejected. He said, no, Samuel, they didn't reject you. They reject me. So wherever you hear the preach word, wherever you hear the teach word, and someone trying to make you believe and make you understand, the word has to go out, right? The word has to go out like a two-edged sword. I mean, even as he teach, it should cut. Even him and you, all help me, Holy Spirit. It should be in and out. And in this cutting, I don't want to be said you and y'all, you know. It's we, because we are under the same grace, help me, Holy Spirit. I have to get on my knees, just like you have to get on your knees and pray for God to help me along my way. But I learned something.
Yes.
When he did that there, God took it off of him, took that pressure off of him. He said, don't worry about that. He said, I took these people out of Egypt, took them from Egypt. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I took them out of Egypt. I took them away from tribulation. I took them away from trials and tribulation, and they want a king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been around long enough, you know, just because I'm going to go there for a minute. No, what the psalm says, he said, the earth is the Lord.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof. in the world,
yes,
and they that dwell therein. But he hath founded up on the sea, and established upon the floor. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn in deceitful. Psalm 24, my brothers and sisters. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be, look what he said, ye lifted up of everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I'm going somewhere, y'all. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So when Jesus come in, when God come in, even though his children were rebelling against him and wanting the king, wanting a ruler over him, he gave him one. He chose them one, Reverend. He looked around and chose them and gave them, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm just going to do something. Because I thought I was going to do something different. Watch this here. look at Samuel 10 right quick with me, if you don't mind. Pray with me when I say this, Samuel 10. And it says, look at 10 and 18. He said, and he said unto the children of Israel, 10 and 18, and he said unto the children of Israel, thus said the Lord of God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hands of Egyptians and out of the hands of all the kingdom. And look what he said, and of them that oppress you, and you have this day rejected your God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, who himself saved you out of all your adversary and your tribulation, and you have said unto him, nay, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, but set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourself before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel come near, I'm going to go somewhere in a minute, and the tribes of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribes of Benjamin to come near, look what he said, by the families and the families of the Merchant was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken, and when they saw him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquire. Therefore, they should inquire of the Lord further if the man yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hidden himself among stuff. Watch this now. And they ran and fetched him. This, and when he had stood among the people, he was higher than any other people from the shoulder up. And Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen. Help me, Holy Spirit, that there is none like him among all people. And all the people shouted and said, God has saved this king. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to beg you. He gave them what they asked for. Oh, somebody's been in the story, know what I'm talking about. He gave them Saul. He gave them. He Saul was so, if you look how, you know how y'all look around, y'all probably voting right now. You're getting yourself ready to vote. And you're trying to pick the right person to get in the office. And this didn't want a certain person. We want this party, we want that party. And you pick whoever you choose from your heart, right? But let me tell you something. God gave them what they asked for. They asked for a king. They didn't want no more judges, because at that time judges were leading them, and they didn't want no judges. So he gave them a king because they wanted someone to rule over him, and he was their ultimate ruler. They didn't want God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So God has showed them the Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when he showed them the Spirit, he said, you rejected me. And since you rejected me, I'm going to pick one. And look how he was so, when you see him, he was fair looking, Reverend. He was tall. Mm. They look around, they could see him. You know, he was like, I'm going to use a name just for the sake of understanding. He probably was Donald Trump. Give us a key. If you got to say what's said, or they might say it might have been Barack Obama. Give me Barack Obama. You know, everybody wants somebody to be over me, Lord on them. And you know, one day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, the adversary creeps in. You know, and when he creeps in, he changes people's minds and thoughts, right? But when you get a man of God. See, God chose this man here to be over him. He knew what was going to happen because he already knows the story. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he knew they're going to receive him, not reject him, because the internet, they say, God has saved us, his king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They looked at
him,
and they feel comfortable by God had gave them a king. And we know we keep on reading, and you keep on reading, you'll find out what happened to that story. But this what I want to get out of there. When you're doing something, Brother Nutter, when you're doing something, Reverend Henry, when you're doing something, mm-hmm. God's plan, and you're helping somebody, and you feel like they rejected, let me tell you something, they have rejected you. They have rejected God. That's why we have to do like the scripture said. This is what we had to do like the scripture. Paul said, I plant Apollo as the water, but God does the increase. This is what's wrong with you, brother. Sisters in the ministry, they want to increase, and they don't supposed to be doing that. What I mean by that, they want to make somebody believe in, make somebody turn around, make somebody walk with them. No, don't do that. What you do, you put the word out there, and you allow the seed to get in the ground. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's the heart. You let it get in the heart, and you add the water. So you get the word, and you teach them with grace. You teach them with meekness. You preach at them with meekness. And what I'm saying, I'm not saying you watering the word down. I'm telling you the conviction is the Holy Ghost, not your voice. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not your singing. It is the word of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
I read the word. He said, set yourself apart. Right? He said, when you set yourself apart, when you pull yourself away and sanctify yourself in the word, when you get in the word, sometime or another, I know you hear us, sometime or another, you need to read the word by yourself. You need to get in the word and read it and ask God to help you when you're reading it too as well, right? And so you can, when you come here, when we preaching and teaching, you can understand and follow along with us. Watch this now, Reverend. When I find out how the people had lost their focus, they lost their focus, and they wanted somebody to lord on them, and God gave it to them. God will give you something that you rejected.
Mm-hmm.
You might miss that one. He will give you something that you rejected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? See, that's how much love he got. He look at us, he know, I don't care how long you've been in this ministry, man. Sometimes we just file it. We'll just say anything out of our mouth. And we'll be so proud sometimes, saying things out of our mouth. We thank God, we think we better than God sometimes, some of the things we think we know. And I learned, I still got the scripture. I can recite it. I think I read it a couple of times, my brothers and sisters. You know what that word is? It's over there 55. You might have been there a while ago. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways. What we say? Neither are your ways, says the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so is my ways than thou your ways, and my thoughts than thou thoughts. So the Bible tells us, even though they had their mind focused, they want a king. He knew they didn't know. They couldn't tap in them. There's some people been walking with God a long time, and brothers and sisters, they still ain't got the tip of the surface what God got in his mind. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's just like Fahrenheit. We start comparing ourselves to God because he done forgot more we know. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when we get there, and we come in his presence, and we feel his presence, and somebody come in your life, don't look at it like when they don't receive you, Reverend. Don't look at it when they don't receive you, brothers and sisters. You look at it like this. They not rejecting you. They rejecting God. I don't care how many times they holler and talk. Them same folks did what to Jesus? crucify him. Mm. The same people said, crucify him. Crucify him. I'm going to tell you, and that was the best thing ever happened. They took him on a walk one day. This is after all the ridicule. They took him and marched him up. We call it Golgotha, you know, Skull Mountain. We call it Calvary. And he went up there, and he did it under obedience unto death. He went up there so reverent that he could have stopped, because he is the king. Because they wrote it on there. The man said, I'm going to inscribe something on that, Reverend. He said, I'm going to inscribe the kings of the Jews. And they went to him. They told him to take it off, Reverend. He said, oh, no.
Yeah.
I wrote what I wrote.
That's what he said.
Because I believe that he is the king. Now, that didn't work, Reverend. We was almost there marking him. And then one man looked around, and he saw all the cosmic of the world, and the sky started changing, the three, the six, in the night hour. It would refuse to shine when Jesus was lifted up, my brother. He said, if I be lifted up on earth, I will draw all men unto thee. But what you're saying now, he said, if you lift me up. If you lift me up, you know, once you lift me up, I can draw men unto me. When the last time you lift God up, watch this here. Now, when he did that, he did it under obedience. He sit there and died. Did he die? Oh, yes, he did. He died because he said, the book said he gave up the ghost. And when the ghost was given up, you know what happened, Reverend? It was on a day they had to put him down in old Barry Tomb, Reverend. He went in on a Friday. You know, so it was kind of late, they say. He went in there all day Friday and all day Saturday. What, me old spirit? Well, early one Sunday morning, my Savior, your Savior, got up with all power in there. I believe that. I don't care with no one, because no one can tell me anything different. Because when you have a relationship with the Lord, nobody had to force you to believe something, because when you have a relationship with the Lord, he visits you, he talks to you, and he comforts you to let you know, I live. Hey, I reign, and I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. May God bless you. May God keep you. Always my prayer. May him always keep you and hold you in the palm of his hand. Yeah, it's real. You hear him a lot saying, no man can pluck you out of his hand. That's true. But you can walk away from him, too.
That's right.
You can walk away from him, too. Don't get to playing with God. People try to have them little games, but God's real. You know, he know when you're playing with him. That's why people say, well, I ain't gonna come to Christ until I'm right. Man, ain't none of us right. Ain't none of us going to get it right until we see
come
his face fully. Ain't none of us going to be even the best person you think it is. You know, none of us. We all just like filthy rags before. It has to be because of the blood. It has to be because of the blood. If it had not been for the blood, you couldn't stand what we're doing right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. The blood keeps us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The blood shows us. What I mean by that, Reverend, the blood, it has some power that you when you go to it. If you don't mind, if you truly don't mind, I know this ain't gonna sound right, but if you don't mind,
sing it, Christmas, sing it.
Come on, Christmas. Bye.
Thank you, Jesus. I see you, Brother D. You open up, Brother D. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. First giving unto God, who is truly the head of my life, just touching this morning to do just what the word said, touch and agree. I want to thank the Lord this morning for allowing us to have a young man to come in and spread the word to what I've heard this morning. I got busy. You should never get too busy for the Lord. But I got so busy yesterday, so I couldn't even get out to hear the service yesterday. But I got a chance to tune in this morning and able to tell God thank you for what he's already done. We thank you, brother, for giving us the word. He said something this morning. I was listening to him. And it's funny how my brother always, he likes to say that the Lord won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't let you look ignorant. And as he was speaking this morning, I thought about what I've been going through these last couple of days, latter part of last week, and all this week, on my service on Tuesday. Oh, Satan come to me. He said, why are you doing it? why do you keep doing it? Yeah, I'm dumb enough to know who's doing it. Why you keep doing it? They're not trying to hear you. Why you keep doing it? I was talking to my brother, Brother Tim, this morning. I said, Brother Tim, I'm so glad to know that God make no mistakes. He know who to choose to carry his word. He know who to choose. I thank God for the word this morning. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you all continue to pray for me and mine as I pray for you and yours. Pray my strength in the Lord. I ask the Lord to continue to do what he's doing. And I want to let you all know that my brother-in-law is still holding on. He's looking up 1 minute, and the next minute he's stable, but he's still here. And I know that God is still able. So I just want to ask you, God, just continue to pray for us. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for hearing us. Not only do God hear us, but he answers us.
But
we thank God for that. We thank God for that, and we thank God for his will. You know, sometimes we let our will get in the way, but I'm so glad he reminded us that this morning, not our will, but his will. Let God's will be done. You let his will be done, see, because we don't know what's around the corner, but God does.
Amen.
We don't know the very next hour, but God does. We pray that you keep his hand, keep your hand in his hand, and you pray for us, continue to pray for us that we will keep our hand in the hand of God, and that we'll be pleasing in his sight in the name of Jesus. With that, there'll be another hallelujah that want to tell God, thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. One prayer, hallelujah, he's able, thank you, to deliver, to set free, to hear, and answer.
That's it, Rev. That's it.
Yes, sir. To convict, to judge, to comfort, to secure, hallelujah. Whatever we need, we can find it in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, if there be none other, we'll continue to pray and let God have his way. We'll continue to seek after the Lord while he may be found. Call up on him while he is near. Thank God for that opportunity that we can call upon him as we pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for this moment, this hour that you've given us, Father. We count it as another grace that you've shown to us, mercy that you have upon us, Father, that you would bless us to receive your word, to listen to your word. We realize faith coming by hearing, hearing the word of God. Thank you for blessing us to hear your word, to receive your word, to be renewed, refreshed. Hallelujah. In your word, thank you for repentance, Father God. We come as a whole repenting, hallelujah, unto you, turning back to you, Father God, bless us for those that the black slid, and for those that rejected, Father God, you hallelujah. Bless us to receive you more and more. We realize when we don't do it your way, we reject you, Father God. When we look after other sources, we have rejected you. Even when we lean to our own understanding that is not in your will, Father God, we reject you. So, Father God, bless us. Return unto you. Hallelujah. Return unto you. And Father God, thank you for an opportunity that you've given us time, even space to repent. Father God, thank you for allowing us, Father God, to return. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be renewed, refreshed in you. Thank you, Father, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. Thank you for the message, the messenger on this day. Bless us, Father God, not to reject you, but to receive you more and more. Thank you for prayer requests that you have answered. Thank you for letting us know you're hearing our prayer. Thank you for being in attendance with us. We heard a praise report, Father God, how someone that requested prayer said the loved one is still here and yet holding on, continue to give strength. Hallelujah. For those that are seeking you, Father God, those that are seeking healing, those that are seeking deliverance, spiritual deliverance, those that are in bonds needed to be set free, that are bound, wrapped up, tangled up by sin, Father God, speak, Father, that the demons will die and your children will be set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for, just sharing with us this day. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
With my voice, I will speak for you, Lord. When I open my mouth, the rocks are